In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God came into the world in order to give his people life. He created human beings that need him. He is the only source of life for them. Without that source of life, it is like living in the desert with no water. He came to bring them that water. But Jesus has preached and taught all over what we now call the Holy Land. And the response that he has found is dry. People are satisfied with the things of the world. Not that they are permanently satisfied, but they are constantly desiring, again and again, coming to the well of the satisfaction of the things of the world. Not just the physical things of the world, but pride and vanity, the good thought of others, making a good show in the mirror to ourselves and to others. He found a people who were trying to fulfill their thirst for him by going to those places. And Jesus desired a response. He desired to find someone who would give him the response that he came into the world to receive from the people who are created to live from him. We can't possibly think that it was an accident that he came to Samaria to sit on that well. He had walked for 6 hours from the morning until the noon hour. The sixth hour of the day when the sun is directly overhead, and he was weary from his journey, and he sat down at the well, and the one that he had come to meet came to the well to draw water, and he asked her, "Give me to drink, give me water to drink." And was he just asking for water from the well? He was also asking that she be the one who gives the response to him that he had come into the world to receive from the people he had created and come into the world to save from their constantly recurring thirst, because we try to satisfy ourselves with the things of the world and vanity. Among Coptic Christians, this reading that we have read today is read twice. During the time of Great Lent and the time of Pascha after the resurrection. There's a priest in the Midlands of England by the name of Father Johanna Yanni who explains that when these passages are read during Great Lent, they are about repentance. But when they are read now, he says, when they are read during the celebration of Pascha, they are about the triumph of the resurrection and the transformation that is now possible for us. And that is what the reading of the story of Fotini meeting Christ is about, that we, like them, read during the celebration of the feast of Pascha. It is not just about repentance. Repentance now is the means to resurrection. It is the means to the new life. Because Christ has sent down into that well, that deep well, where the source of life is. By his death on the cross, he has descended into that well. He has descended and destroyed the power of death. And drawn forth from that deep well, life that he gives to us. And he pours out upon us, as he will say on Pentecost, all of the living water that we have always needed. All of those things come together in this story of the meeting of Fotini with Christ. Father Johanna describes Fotini as a woman who is living a low life, a woman who has always been subject to sin and fear and needs. Nothing satisfies her. She is a seductive woman. She has had 5 husbands, one husband after another. Another person can satisfy our need, our desire for admiration, for appreciation, satisfy our desire to be wanted and needed and lifted up as though we were something important for a short while. But then that passes away. And Fortuny has, in each case, in each marriage, one after the other, cast one person after another aside because they could not satisfy her true need, her true desire, which cannot be satisfied by anything in this world. Jesus tells her, "If you had asked me, I would have given you water that would have satisfied your thirst permanently, always. You would never need again to try to go to some other person to have your needs and desires satisfied for the kind of love that you have had so far. I would have given you living water." And Fontini says, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?" And Christ is. "What have you to put down into the well? The well is deep. You have nothing to draw it up with. But we know that Christ is the one exactly who is able to descend into the well of death and bring up the waters of everlasting life. And that is the water that he is offering to her." She asks him finally, "Give me this water. Give me this water." And he tells her, "Go and bring your husband." She says, "I have no husband." But he knows her heart and her past, and he reveals to her his knowledge of the fact that she has been married 5 times and currently has someone who is not her husband. And so he commends her for having rightly said, "I have no husband." When she understands that he is a prophet and can see her life, she responds differently to him. Father Johannes says that what we should see here is that this woman has been brought to a point of confession by Christ. She came to the well to satisfy the thirst of the body. He spoke to her of the fact that she had sought satisfaction for her heart, her soul, by one husband after another. He knew all these things about her. And now the point of discussion has turned to the third kind of water, the kind of water that can satisfy the thirst of our soul. "Give me this water." Her response in saying that she has no husband is a confession to Christ. And he accepts the confession. Something has changed. There has been a repentance in Fotini. She has turned to Christ as the source of the water of life that she has always desired and has sought elsewhere. Immediately, her interest turns to worship. This is the response that we ought to have when we ourselves come to confession. We come to confession with strange ideas about self-development or becoming a better person. But here we see the true nature of confession and its link to Christ's having destroyed the power of death over us, and how repentance puts us in a position to be able to receive the waters of eternal life, the water of the Holy Spirit of God. That's why we go to confession, to confess as Fotini confessed to Christ and to ask him, give me this water. She asks him, where do we go to worship? The Jews say Jerusalem, and the Samaritans say here on this mountain. I know that the Messiah, when he comes, he will explain all these things. Jesus reveals himself to her after her confession, as Christ will reveal himself to us after our true confession, if the waters of his life are what we seek, and not self-justification, or maybe self-development. But if we go to confession in order to receive, as Fotini has reached the point now, the waters of the life that only God can give to us, then our thoughts turn to living a life of the worship of God in all of the things that we do. Jesus tells her, neither of these two places will be where people go in order to worship the Father, but in spirit and in truth. In the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the waters of life, the waters of resurrection, and in truth, actually going into the world and living this new life, where every encounter of another person, where every temptation becomes the occasion of a trampling down of death and a resurrection to continue to live from God and not from this world. That is how we worship. We come to confession and receive communion so that we can go into the world and live that life. And the living of that life, that is the worship that we offer to God in truth. Our worship of God is not something separate from our life in the world. We come into the church, into the divine liturgy, in order to ascend into the kingdom of God, to receive the food that we need from him, so that we can go into the world and live on the basis of that food and not the food of the world. When the apostles come, they've gone into town to get meat. They urge Christ Jesus to eat. And he says, I have food that you know not of. They don't understand. He has had the water that he asked Fotini for from her, by her repentance, by her return to him, by the return of a soul to God in spirit and in truth. This woman who desired life but could not find it in this world or by way of other people has found that life from Christ. And they have both received the drink that they need. This is the nature of communion. This is the nature of our life. We can go in constant thirst for the things of the world, in constant thirst for the satisfaction of our own vanity and desire. And we will never slake that thirst until the day that we die. But there is a source of life. There is a source of meaning and the fulfillment of all of our abilities and capacities as human beings that is available to us. If only we repent of our preference for the world and worship Christ after our confession. The confession, the repentance, it isn't enough. We have to live the life. That's why we wanted the water. That's why we came in the first place. Not to add something to ourselves in a worldly kind of way. That would simply be another delusion. It would be a terrible shame if we had spent 40 days during Lent and the week of Holy Week and served all of the services that we served and then celebrated Pascha itself and did not know these things. And so we hear the story of Fotini, who changed her life, no longer went in constant need and desire. immediately went into the town and told the people of the town everything that had happened to her with Christ, and asked them, "Is he not the Christ? Is he not the Messiah?" And they were invited to go and see for themselves, and they did, and they saw, and they recognized him. Having seen all the things that we have, having made the spiritual effort that we have made, let us reflect on this encounter with God by Fotini. Is this at the center of our Christian life? To encounter God, repent of our preference for the world and ourselves, and accept his life into us. Not simply as a formality, as it is possible to do at the sacrament of communion, but to receive his life into ourselves and to live from that life that he has died to give us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.